The Midrash, in the Psicha von Echa, the Midrash Rambam on Echa in the Psicha, is Metayr, Barichas Gedoyla, B'Shas HaChurban, what was going on B'Shas HaChurban, how the Goyim Nichnas Lehechel, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, what was going on by the Ovos HaKadoshim. And it starts off Bishosha Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahachru with Beis HaMikdosh Omar Kol Zman Shani Betoichoi Ein Umas HaOidem Noigin Boi Ela Ach Bishas Einayim Yimenu Kaviyoch Nasilu Kashchino Veyavoyu HaOidem Veyachavivu Oysoi. Meila HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kaviyoch Nostalik His Chilivkois Shteter HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down with the Malachi Ashoris, Boven Eile Chaniva Atem, Veniru Bebesi Ma'osum Oyivim Boi. Miyad Holach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malachi Ashoris V'yirmiyol Lufonof. The Yisrud HaBeis HaMikdosh, Bo'oi Soi Sho, Hoya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Boiche V'oimer, Oili Al-Bisi, Bini Heichon Atem, Koyani Heichon Atem, Oyavei, Oyavei Heichon Atem. That was the psicha of the member of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he came down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, B'ni Heichon Atem, where are you? Koyanai, my Koyanim Heichon Atem, Oyavei Heichon Atem. It's another few pages. But that was the Haskola. What was the Nakuda of that Kasha? Heichon Atem? What's meant Heichon Atem? Heichon Atem, you know who they are. B'ni Heichon, B'ni Oyavei, Koyanai Heichon Atem. That was the psicha of the member of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Churban. As L'Choyra, or Mimaschil, that this is the pshat, the beer in this Heichon Atem, is Nisbar Alpi the Medrash Rabbein Bereishis. By the Chet of Adam Rishon, state, Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, he was holding in the gan, and the pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem Elokim el Adam, vayikro Hashem Elokim el Adam, vayomer Elohim ayeko." Ayeko, kipshuta means ayeko. Where are you? Heichon ato. State in the Medrash, because of this tvi of ayeko, what was noilad from this was you were oivim my tzivui, and I said ayeko. You're going to be also lekoinen with kinos of Eicha Yoshua Vodot. As the Mikdosh, the Churban, with the Eicha, is connected the time of Ayeka. It's the same Oisias, Ayeka and Eicha. That's the Pshat the Medrash. But the Shaino of Ayeka leads on to the Churban, Eretz Yisrael, the Churban Yerushalayim, Churban HaMikdosh, which is L'choyver, the Pshat of the Medrash, the Psich of Eicha, the Eibishter, when he came down, he said, B'ni Heichon Atem, Koyani Heichon Atem, Oyavai Heichon Atem, was chazering over the shiny that he said to Adam Rishon, Ayeko. Like the Medrash says, Ayeko, when there's a kasha of Ayeko, there's going to be an Eicha. So we just have to understand the Mimazbi, what was this kasha of Ayeko? What was the tmiya of Ayeko? And Adam Rishon, Bonai Heichon Atem, that brought the Churban. What was this time of Ayeka? It's nice like this, talking about the Beis HaMikdosh for us, is Be'etzel, the Sforn bring down a Moshel. Imagine someone that was born in a hospital, he's chronically sick, and he can't leave, and he's born in a hospital in an ICU, and he's there for years, years and years and years. Born there, brought up there, lived there. He's there for 40 years, 50 years, never left the machlaka, he never left the room. And afterward, finally they tell him, they started telling him about the whole world outside, you know, there's a world outside. We can get you off these machines and bring you outside. And he says, why would I want to do that? I have everything I need over here. I'm lying here, you know, I'm here so many years. You know what I built up for myself? I have the best machines. He says, I have people that wait on me day and night. I don't get up to get my food. It's outside. You're telling me people have to go buy their food. You explain to me how they get into these machines, cars, and they go. They bring me my food. The Yagna Valayla. My feet are dirty. Someone washes them. This is my pillow. Look at the other people in this hospital. They have these little pillows. I'm not. Look at me. I have two big, fat, fluffy pillows. My mattress is almost a foot wide. He says, I'm living the life over here. Everything I need. Two mattresses instead of two swimming pools. So he could have a time on him. This is he can't fathom what's outside. That's a nebuch. Such a nebuch. He was never there. This is his life, and this is the greatest zachen by him. For us, so that's how we were noila. That's how the Ibishta brought us into this world. In a world where there was 2,000 years, no Beis Hamikdash. So we're in this ICU, and all the Gashmis in this world that we run after, make the little things that makes us happy, we have no musug of what could be, what should be, what ended. So we have to try to bring it down to an angle that we can understand a little bit about the Beis Hamikdash. The Etzem Beis Hamikdash, I'm going to read over a Malbim and a Chaim Ploshen, and many others, but it's in the Malbim and Chaim Ploshen, both of them, on the Pasuk in the Truma, but also the Mikdash, V'shachanti b'soicha, k'chol ha'shem imara oizcha b'hor tabnes ha'mishkon kein tasu. So first the Malbim says like this, the Malbim says, he was mevar kama pa'omim, that the Iker Mikdash was not the Shechina b'toich the Mikdash. It was kedei that zol zayin Shechina b'toich kol echot ve'echot. V'chein tasu, shebechol echot yivne loy Mikdash b'chedrei levovoi. When it says v'shachanti b'soicha, we know Chazal say, b'soicha loy ne'mar el b'soich kol echot ve'echot, the tachlis of the Shechina, of the kiruv of Hashem in the Mikdash, was to bring the Shechina in kol echot ve'echot. Says the Malbim, what does it mean? Kichol Hashem imara oizcha b'hor v'chein tasu. It means v'chein tasu l'doyres kol echot yivne loy mikdash b'chedrei levovoi. B'levovoi mishkan evne, ki yochen es atzmoi liyoiz mikdash l'ashem u'moyim l'shkinas uzik moishe kosuf. Means psukim, that the Dovra Melech, V'higit l'cho Hashem ki bayis yaseh l'cho, ki bayis yaseh for you, sh'ata ba'atzmucho tiyah bayis. And kol echot sh'build a mikdosh b'chedri levovi v'yochen mizbeach l'ha'alois kol chelkei nafshoi l'Hashem ad sh'yibtso nafshoi l'choyde b'chol eis. The tachlis was that a person should have kav yochel a mikdosh by him. In the Nefesh HaChaim, Sh'arel Perik Dalit, in the Hagor, starting from the middle, he says, "Lezois, harei, vaday iker inin hakodesh v'hamikdash u'shchinas shriyas hashchina b'yizborach ha'odom." What was the whole tachlis? We read the parshas of the Mishkan, the Beis Hamikdash. The tachlis was the odom. Shem yiskadesh atzmoi koroi v'kiim hamitzvos kulam shehim teluyim v'chulu b'shor she'elyoim. He makes himself into a mikdash. You are the Mikdash. No, the Rambam is that we should see from there. V'chein tasu atem es atzmechem, that we should be merutzim ketavnes ha-mishkan b'keilov. In the Shiras HaYam, Klal Yisrael said, when they were going through the Yams of Zekeli v'anveyu, Targum there says v'anveyu, v'avna lei beis mikdasha. They're going through Kriyas Yams of the Shir, they're mekabel v'avna lei, v'kumta de beis ha-mikdash, just state in reverse, that it doesn't mean the beis ha-mikdash, b'ni rabbi, it means, I'll make myself into a mikdash. I'm there with the Loshon Nova is a place. They were so mekusher and they felt such his carvers to the Shechina. I want that in me. I want to be shaykh to that. Zekeli v'anveyu va'avnali mikdash, they said. Look at the Shechina being shayur, the rosa shivcha bayam. I want that in me. Avnali, I'll make myself into a mikdash. want to go over to the next shlav, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a moiridik, a moiridik, a moiridik yisoid. Shteit in the hemshech to this, in the Michtar Eliyahu. And he says like this, he's talking about the Chuban, he says like this. The Chuban is Golos HaShechina. No Shechina. The Musik of Golos HaShechina is when the Shechina is behester. It's behester from the cloud, but there's also a Golos HaShechina beprat from Kol Echad Ve'echad. Zogter, every single person has the nitzot shel kedusha, the vishachanti besoicham. That was a matzis. Elamai. Just like this Hester Ponim, we don't see the Shechina in the Beis Hamikdash, this mechitzos that are mastier, the nekuda shebekedusha shebekol echad ve'echad, that he doesn't feel it, he doesn't see it, he doesn't connect with it. But it's impossible that it shouldn't be there. There's a haftocha. Says Zogte, what's the haftocha? Loi ma'astim v'loi ga'altim l'chaloisa. Never will there be a mius or a gil to totally be separate. Elo, alidei aveves v'chatoim, his karvus l'tumo, yoytzer ha'odam choymetz barzel ben ha'nekuda ha'kidoysha shebeliboi, u'ben ha'ani sheloi. This is the nekuda shebekdusha beliboi and the ani. It's supposed to be connected. The real ani is the ani that recognizes his kedusha and his koichas. When there's a mechitza, so the kedusha is inside, he's not connecting to that, and we only have the ani. That's the fake ani. That's the ani that does what he wants, how he wants, with all his midas running after him. That's the fake ani. That's not the real ani. The real ani is when it's partly, when there's no mechitzas over there. But al yidei zeh, it's behester. And that's what it means, shchinto bekalusa. The shchinto bekalusa is not only that there's no shchina, no beis hamikdash. It means as mameila, kol echad ve'echad doesn't live with his nekuda of shchina. There's mechitzas, he's living with the fake ani, not the real himself. Yesh golos hashchina shel haprat, bechinas hanekuda hapanima shel hayochid. The yesh golos hashchina shel haklal, when the umah bechlolos doesn't have that shechina. But he says, this is the matzav ha-geruah be-yoseh that a person can find himself. When there's the golos of the shechina of the prat, memela, you don't need the Beis HaMikdash anymore. The shechina can't be in the mikdash without being in kol echad ve'echad. So basically like this, for mamshech, back to the medrash. Eibush said, v'yikra elokim la'odah v'yoyim eloy ayekah. What was the shayla of Ayeka? What was the shayla of Eichon Aten that Memela brought the Churban of Eicha? State in the Medrash, Ayeka doesn't mean where are you. The Eimish defrekt where he is. He's there. Ayeka doesn't mean that. Ayeka means a loshen of bitmiya. Says the Medrash, Ayeka means Eich Havisa. How in the world did that happen? That's what Ayeka means. Where are you means Not where are you in the place. It means in Eichas. Kodesh Baruch Hu said like this, I created an Odom Yitzir Habriya. He looks at the Odom Yifte Dechet, what in the world happened to you? Belaz, that's what Ayeka means. Etmoil, says the Medrash like this, Esmoil Ledaiti, when I created you, Kar Yochel, yesterday, you went Ledaiti, you were Nimshach Yifte the Rotzen Hashem, only, easily, Va'achshav Ledaiti Hashem Nochosh. And now, there's someone else, there's the Yetzahor that you're fighting with, you're listening to the Nochosh. Esmoil, Misoifa Oilam Liyad Soifa Liyachsha Betoich Eitzagan. The Eberster looks at Adam, I'm going to give a moshe. Imagine you see someone, good friend you saw yesterday, he gets hit by an 18-wheeler truck going 100 miles an hour, and breaks all his bones, loses some limbs, his face is distorted, and he's almost gone. He walks into the hospital the next day, what's your first... What happened to you? I just saw yesterday. What happened? What happened to you? What in the world happened? Says the Medrash, that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Adam Rishon. I left you when I created you with Kedusha, with Gadlus, with Koichas. Where are you? Means what happened to you? This is not what I made. This is something else. Says the Medrash, Rabbi, when there's an ayeko, you don't have, there's a mechitza between the Nekuda Shel Kedusha and the Ani. That's not what the Eibishter made. Ayeko. You're supposed to be much bigger than that, with all your koichas, and you're not. This is not what I made. You don't need the Beis HaMikdash. The ayeko brings to an echo. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came into the Beis HaMikdash, Heichonat Bonai, Heichonat Oyavai Koine, that was the Shem Shail of Ayeko. This is not the Koine Mubonai. They're not living with the Kedusha. They don't recognize the Nekudah Shebe Kedusha that they have, the Shechina. They're not living. It's all fake. It's not the real Ani. That's the Pshat in the Medrash. So the Mikta Veliyahu goes on. He says like this. He says the Nekuda, how a person can reach the Shechina, is with an Hakoro about the Borei Olam. He says the Chet of the Churban started by the Meraglim. It says Atam Bechisa Bechiyah Shel Chinom Ani Yekvah Lachem Bechiyah Shel Doiris. The Bechiyah Shel Chinom came from a Chesoron in Betochon. Zok the Chesoron in Betochon is a Chesoron Bepnimius. You're not fully makir in the Yevishter. If you're not fully makir, that's a rihok. That's a rihok. So Mamelu, when a person is, how is a person misaking that with an akoro of the Yevishter? With an akoro of the Yevishter made him and his koichas. He says, a moyridik, a moyridik of the person. A lot of chizuk from this word. He says like this, the Gemara says in Tainis, kolom es'abel al Yerushalayim, zoyche v'roi b'simchos. Kolham is Abel al Yerushalayim Zeiche Veroya. For Shema Ol Medayik, it says a Loshen Oive. Doesn't say a Loshen Osit. Kolham is Abel al Yerushalayim. Doesn't he will see? It says Zeiche Veroya. Where's the Zeiche Veroya? If you miss Abel, like we're doing, it's a Zeiche Veroya. It's the Oive. Where's the Oive? Pirush. Gam Ato Roya Hatikun Bipnim Levovoy. Vesomach Boy. If a person is able to be Mis'abel al Yerushalayim and Mis'abel, that he's not using his koichas, this mechitzas, he wants to be oimed on the siyamis more. He wants to live with the Shechina. He wants to live a life of pnimius, and he's, even if he's not managing. But that hakoro, and it's because we don't have the Beis HaMikdosh, the Shechina is not here. If he has that hakoro, that in itself is connecting to the Nekuda Shel Kedusha, he's poking holes in the mechitza, and I say that brings a simcha. Kolam is Abel al Yerushalayim. Namely, he's bringing the Kedusha back to the Ani, to the Anoichi, and namely he's zoiche veroya b'simchoso. That's the zoiche veroya b'simchoso. So it's a moyudik and moyudik of the hair that he says. No, there's a vote from the Chiddushei Arim, others say the Kotzko, state in Shulchan Aruch, that Siman Aleph, Roy, the Kol Yuri Shemayim, Liyos, Meitzar, Vidoyeg, and the Churban. That's Roy for Kol Yuri Shemayim. So I'm going to reflect the Chiddushei Arim, what if someone's not a Yuri Shemayim? What should he do? It says, Roy, the Kol Yuri Shemayim, Liyos, Meitzar, Vidoyeg. So he said, if you're not a Yerushalayim, you should be Meitzer v'doig that you're not a Yerushalayim. You sit and be Mezabel on the Skufa. So they said over as a vitz. Like, he can't be Meitzer. But it wasn't, Rabbi said, it wasn't a vitz. He meant this word. He meant if you can't be Mezabel in Yerushalayim, so you have to be Mezabel on your Churban. It's the Zedek Churban. You can't have Shaykhis to Yerushalayim, so you're not connecting to the real you. Rabbi said, the Yisoid over here is, when there's a kasha of ayeko, it means we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, created us with tremendous koichas. One reads the Mesilas Yishorim that the ikur hatainik, the only toiv for amiti and shlemos is kirbas Hashem. Everything else that you think is toiv is hevel avodah. K'moy shekosov, the Torah says ani kirbas Hashem li toiv. And you think about it, but there's a lot of things that are toiv from your voice. Many, many things that Toif me. The only thing that's the shlemus of Toif. How come we don't feel it? It's because there's mechitzas. We're not living with our pnimius. In the Leva Leo, he brings a famous maisa. It's from Rebellion. He brings it from the Ramah from the Sefer Torah Sa'oida. That's the Mokra in the Levi Leah he brings, that it's brought over there, this man if the by the Churban, Yirmiyahu Novi was sitting on rats in the Beis Hamikdash and he was sitting and crying. So one of the great philosophers, a fountain, saw Yirmiyahu Novi, one of the great Goyish philosophers, and he came over to him and he says to him, he says, I have two questions for you. The first question is, why are you crying on Eitz and Vavonim? What is an Eitz and Vavonim? You're sitting here being boiche on the Eitz and Vavonim. What are these Eitz and Vavonim? Shaila number two, he said, it's not miderech hachochmo to cry on the past. You're crying over spilled milk. What happened, happened. Go weiter. Build yourself weiter. Don't sit here and cry. Don't sit here and cry. Why are you crying over the past? Those were the two shaylas. So here, you know, he said to him back, he said, Midach Grois, a philosopher, your whole life. He said, do you have any questions in philosophy that are unanswered, that you can't answer, you didn't find? He says, yes, I have a few that no one's able to answer. Yirmiyahu said, tell them to me. One by one, he asked him, the shayla isn't on the spot. Yirmiyahu answered all his shaylas, every single one. And he was oimed rishtoimim, from the chokhmah. He says, how can it be? Where do you get that chokhmah from? So Yirmiyahu said to him, all the chokhmah that I have came from these Eitz and Vavonim. That's the answer to your first question. Why am I crying over these Eitz and Vavonim? Because when the Mikdash was here, all my chokhmah came from here. So is it royal livkos? Yes. That's what it's worth. So Falton says, what about my second question that I asked? Okay, say that. But so there's a chashivas, but it's not here anymore. So why are you crying in the past? You know, he said to him, then I can't answer you because you won't understand the answer. First question he answered. The second one he says, I can't answer for you, you won't understand the answer. Adkan is the maisa. What's the pshat? You won't understand the answer. What is the answer? So the answer is because with this he said, al yidei de bechia, when a person is boicha, that's a hakoro that we don't have the kirvas Hashem that we need. That itself is bringing back the Kedusha. It takes away the mechitza, it allows a person to live with its pnimius. And that's boine, the mikdosh delvovi, that's being boine. It's not stam, a bechia on the ovar. That's a binyan on the Kedusha shebefnin. And a goy obviously can't understand that. The tachlis of the mikdosh, Rabbi Yisrael, like we're saying, when the Mikdash was here for Klal Yisrael, Kol Echad was able to go up to the Mikdash and realize his koiches, and realize we don't know what we lost. The Chazon Ish didn't go to the Chadash one time. It's put that one time he went to the Kaisel. He didn't go to the Kaisel. Chazon Ish. Chazon didn't go to the Kaisel. Not like the Briskas. Chazanish had a reason. Why didn't he go to the Kaisel? He didn't go to the Kaisel. He said, a shemtzich. He said, he's embarrassed. He should go up to the Kaisel. Kol dor shel emid beis hamikdash b'yom of kilu necharav. So there's a tefi on me that this churban that we're looking at is because of me. You have to show it to me in my face. I have to go there. I have a terrible busha to go there. Malach tzayin. Today, we make a kumzitz by the Kaisel. We sit, even when Reb Nochum went to the Kaisel, he saw people dancing, and he was mishtaglim. He said, Mesa mut, like a mesa, imagine that, by Levi, the mesa is not even buried yet. And they decide to sit around with guitars and make a kumzitz around the meter. Yeah, let's imagine that. He was like, not here, where? That's how Reb Nochum looked at it. Today, we don't feel that, but Rabbi said, it used to bother me. We don't feel that, we go there, kumzitzin. But the emissary, I'll tell you the emissary answer. The emissary answer is, for Reb Nochum, Chazon Ish, they were able to picture, they knew what the Mikdash was. To a certain level, kol echad ve'echad. So by thinking about the Churban, they were able to be mis'ale in their avodas Hashem. But we can't. If someone can, they don't know. But al yedei, whatever it takes, they have an isoiris of tshuva, kirva l'Hashem. Sometimes by singing songs, I'm not coming to pass, you know, if you should dance by the koisel or not. That Reb Nochum said amazing level. But what I'm saying is a personal limud zchus. If you get a his oiris, singing is also something Rabbi said. In the Sefer Yerayim, he says, kumzitz, if you have a proper kumzitz, which mitzvah sese? He says, the mitzvah sese is avas Hashem. He says, if you love someone, there's something where you sing songs, like love songs. That's the derech shaloyim. So he's talking to Mamish. He says, a person has an avas Hashem, and he sings songs, it's avas to Hashem, and he get you mekayim a mitzvah, if you do kederech ava. So if a person gets his oiris, and that's his way from getting his oiris, that's also a gvisadinyan. It's also a gvisadinyan. Reb Chaim Vlozhin in the Ruach HaChayim, Reb Oisai. Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Chaim, the Mishnah says, Asoro Nisim Nasa Lavisenu, Asoro Nisim Nasa Lavisenu, the Beis HaMikdash. He's medayik. What does it mean, Lavisenu? It was Lavisenu. Most of the Nisim were Tzorchei Gavoya. It was for the Eibishter. And the Eibishter had these Nisim. Why were the Nisim Lavisenu? He says like this, and I want to tell you what he says. He says, no, every single nes that was done in the Beis HaMikdash was L'hoiroisom derech asher yuchlu lehizgaber al hara. Every nes was a limud to us how to be mizgaber al hara, and you could get koiches from there. When you went up to the Beis HaMikdash, and you could connect to that, and you got those koichas to also be mezgabra alara. How is that? He goes through the Asur Nisim. I'm not going to go through all them, but as follows. The first one, the first three, is all in Yoni about the Basar Kodesh. Number one, lehipila isha mireach osor hakodesh. Even though it's a sakona, for an isha muberes to smell certain smells, but it never ever happened in the Beis HaMikdash. Lo hipilo. So a person came up and he saw that. What is that about? What is it? They lahari slono. To give us koyach lahari slono what? He said sometimes people, they can't be makabel sitting and learning Torah, mitzvahs, because maybe it'll be masak me. Maybe it'll be masak me. I won't be healthy. Other reasons, of health reasons, shvacha reasons, I won't come to say that I'm not going to feel well. It's Matesh's. I saw the oilam the end of this man. Torah Matesh's. You should have seen the oilam walk out of Shia today. 1:10. Limping out of Shia. Literally limping out. Almost, if someone would have walked by, they would have called that Tzolah. It was a beautiful, beautiful sight. A beautiful sight. Torah's Mateshes. So if I once was in a certain place, someone called me up, he wanted me to help him get Avreichim in the Kuyla. And I said, he says to me, the last day of a winter's man, after you finish in the Mir, take a taxi, I'll pay for it, come by to my Kuyla. I want you to see what's going on over here, after 5 months of learning. Couldn't say no. I came to the Koila. This was Erev Rosh Chodesh, after a winter's man. I come and this is 2:30 in the afternoon. Full, the Oilam is learning there with a brand. Unbelievable. It almost looked like the first day by Yosin Yeshiva, for the first week. He says to me, you see this somewhere else? You won't see this somewhere else. Such learning the last day. I said, I'm a spoiler. I'm mamish misspoiled. I said, Shkoyach. I went home, I never ever sent anyone there. Never. How could you look like that after 5 months of learning? That's what you look like at the end of Zman? You look like that at the end of Zman, then there's something else going on. I'm telling you, there's something else going on. Torah is Mateshes. The last day of Zman, the end, should be Pratzim. Should be Pratzim. Your clothes should be dirty. Gasping for air. Learning like that, the last day of a winter's man, it was like, I'm telling you, it's like the first day of this man over here, said, I'm never, ever sending anyone to that place. I don't know what's going on over there. The Torah is not Mateshes there. It's something that it's not. So Torah is Mateshes. Says in Chaim Gosh in the first nace of the Asar Nisim, Me'oilam Lohi Pila Isha. With all the Mateshes, it won't be Mazik you. That's the first nace. Number two, Me'oilam Lohi Nirez Vuv Bebeis Hamit Bachayim. There was meat. Sorry. The second one is lehisriach b'sar hakodesh me'olam. The meat never smelled, never spoiled with sirochim. Zokti, when a person is over aveiris and this tumah is a smell. Sometimes we're not able to smell it, but there's a sirochim that comes to a person. Person has to realize if he's learning Torah, it will not happen, even with the aveiris. Person should sometimes feel he has a sirochim. How am I going to get back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, back to myself? He would come up to the Beis HaMikdash and he would see this nace, the nace number two, and he would see that there's never sirochim, and it would be malamid on the kedusha that he has within him. There's no sirochim over there. Number three is la'olam la'nim tzvuf. Tzvuf, there were never any flies around. Meat attracts flies. The fly is the Yetzirah. The person would look and say, wow, I'm having this crazy nisyonis with my Yetzirah. Why are there no flies over here? What's going on? Because when the Shekhinah is here, there's no flies. It's not Shaykh. The Yetzirah just goes other places. I'm going to skip. I want to mention another one. This is the best one. Afterward is Le'ira Keren L'Koyim God will be Yom HaKippurim is number four. I ain't sure what he says. But number five and six. I almost feel like I'm going through the Piskei Halachos with the numbers over here, number four, five, and six, and Nimsachim Daf Yud. Akobon, number five and six over here. Remember the Oilam who was learning over here, the Oilam who was learning Daf Yud. No, someone wakes you up at five and six, you're going to start thinking, Ol Bodak Ashka, Loy Ashka Ashka. But here, what was the nace number five and six? Number five, Loy Kibu Hagishomen Esh Shel Atzei Hamaroch. It rained. The rain was never mechabe, it never extinguished the esh, the fire of the marocha. And number six, lo nitzcha haruach es omad ha'osha. The wind was never nitzcha, never won over. Meaning there was an esh on the mizbeach. Rabbi say it rained and it was windy in the Mikdash also. But it didn't affect the esh on the mizbeach. Moiridikadiyak. That's an esh. L'chor yisesu b'chvekim chayim loshon. Abraham could have made it that it should rain around the Mizbeach. It doesn't have to rain on the Mizbeach. It rained. If it says that the good Shomim was like Kiba, it means it rained on the Mizbeach. It rained on the Esh, but somehow the Esh, like Kiba. The wind blew, it blew, but you didn't win. Big winds, back, forth, back, the Esh always came back up. That was make the nace that it should rain around. There were Rebbes that went out if it rained. There's still some Rebbes, and they Oiskipoil the nace, and it rained everywhere else. It didn't rain on them. So if the rabbits could do it, Mustam the Abish, they can also do it. Zok the name. Zok the what's the nace? The nace is that even though it's raining, it's pouring, it's trying to put it out, you're going to feel the rain, but it will not put out the fire. The fire does not get extinguished. There's going to be winds this way and that way. When a person would see that nace, he would be malamid, he would be able to be moira derech, like Rav Chaim Kloshen says earlier, and get the koiches that in life, Rabbi Yisai, you're going to have the same nisyonis. His wish you didn't have any nisyonis, any tirdas. No, that's not the avoida haratsuya. There's going to be nisyonis, it's going to be difficult to come one day, difficult to come another day, this nisyon and that nisyon. But if you persist, the eish will not go out. If you hold on, the eish of the eichet satayra, of the hasmodet satayra, will never go out. And you'll always get that koiches. And it'll get you that koiches. Rabbi said, these were the Asar Nisim. He goes to the rest of them also. It's good to see. But the Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash that gave a person these koiches, when Klal Yisrael went up and they saw them, there's a Gemara Avodah Zarah, please say. There's a Gemara Avodah Zarah in Daf Hei. It says, Omer Reish Lakish. Let's say everyone, Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer on his Joshua's, on Zayin Ba'av, Ches Ba'av, Tishu B'av. In Sfarim steht, you're allowed to learn in Yoni HaChurban. You're allowed to learn in Yoni HaChurban. But I can't learn. Some things I could learn from Joskos, I'm sorry, I can't. Because the simcha that it brings me is I'm choishish. I'm choishish that the simcha is Esach is Misiach Das from the Chuban, if you learn the Chassam Sofer over there. The Chassam Sofer, when it came to the Chuban, his Vertloch, he had, Chassam Sofer says, but I could put him like this, the more says in Avodah Zorah, Om Reish Lokish, Boi V'nachzik Toiv Alav Yisayim, we owe our fathers, our forefathers, a big HaKoros HaToiv, She'el Molei Shechotu, Anachnu Leibonu Li'oilam, Ki'ilu Leibonu Li'oilam. It means, what does that mean? It means if there was no Averis or the Marishan and the Hemshech of Klal Yisrael, the Averis, there would be no Gzar Din of Misa. They wouldn't die. They would all be alive today. Imagine that. Imagine Rabbi Akiva Hegel was here, the Nesivas, go back to Rishonim, look, Rashi, Tezvas. Where would we be? Where would we be today? Imagine Rabbi Akiva Hegel would be in the Nesivas, here today. We'd be lucky if we were setting up the mic. If I was setting up the mic, I wouldn't be there. I wouldn't have the schutz of sweeping the floor in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Akiva Hegel with the Nesivas today. So today, what are we, today I get up and then sit on a chair and I can be chodik on the Nesivas. I bring up Makor Chayim and I say, nay, Rashi is mashma not the way, because the Nesivas is not here. You can say what you want. Bo v'nachzik toy v'lav yisaynu. Il mole shechotu, they would be here and we would be 0000. So you have a korosatov. Frektech sam soif in Joshua's, that's nice. He says, but what's going to happen by Tchias HaMeisim? Tchias HaMeisim, they're all going to come back. So this is very short-lived. Our chashivas is very short-lived. Tchias HaMeisim, everyone comes back. All the achronim come back to be shown him, and then we're nothing, nothing, and nothing again. So what's bov nachzik toibu? A grace akasha. We say murdek akasha. Murdek akasha. Says the Chassam Sofer name. Chassam Sofer says like this. He says, the obvious hakid, the Rabbi Seinu, bov nachzik toibu la Rabbi Seinu, they were more koreiv to Har Sinai. They had shaykhis. They didn't have the nesiyonis that we have today. Today, without Avi Seinu, the nesiyonis that we have today are many, many more times harder than they had. They didn't have anything like we have today at all, Rabbi Seinu. Nothing. The choshech, the goyin says, it's word from the goyin, that he could be masig a rishon, he could be masig a tano. He could be masig. But a portion of the Yid, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayin, he can't have any Asoga in that. Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayin, they went up to the Beis HaMikdash, they saw these Asor Nisim, and they connected the Kedusha Shebifnim with the Kedusha Bibachutz. The Goyin said that we can't have Asoga in. So, Chassam Sofer is saying, today that we don't have Avi Seinu, and a Yeshiva Bochur, a Yuga Man, plugs away in Torah, in Avodah, in Yir HaShemayim, with all the nesiyonis, with the geshamim trying to put out the ish, and the ruach trying to blow it out, and somehow he holds it in, when tchias ha-mesin, you could hold your own ground with Avi Seinu also. Bo v'nachzik toiv al Avi Seinu. If they were still here, you'd be nothing. But they're not here. You don't have any hadrocha. You have to fight your own battles. You have to break the mechitzas yourself to find where's the anoichi, to find where's the real you, where's the anoichi. And when we do that, says the Chassam Sofer, the Madrega that we're on, bring them back. We can hold our own ground. Bring the Mikivega back. Bring the Rishonim back. We're going to raid. As we state in the Chassam Sofer, the discernment that we have today in Baruch Hashem. And Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Yisai, the Ribui of Torah, which I always say, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always makes, I want to be Messiah. The cloud is, it's always a Zelu Mazeh. It's always a Zelu Mazeh. When Baskoil, once upon a time there was a Baskoil and Nevuah in Klal Yisrael. When that stopped, It was the same time that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were mevatel the Yetzer Hara Avodah Zarah. What's it? Bemikra? It wasn't Bemikra. It has to be, you can't have the Avodah Zarah, the Yetzer Hara Avodah Zarah should be so strong when we don't have what to combat it. Every time certain levels in Kedusha went down and went down, Hu Adin in Yoni Hatuma, Araya. So if it has to be equal, Rabbi Yisai, one always wonders, I always wonder, today, without going into it, but the nisyonis that everyone has, the physical difficulties, the emotional struggles that this door has, and the nisyonis that we have with every taiva and every yetzer hara, it wasn't before, and we're managing. Believe it or not, yes, we are. But where's the zeluk mazeh? We're getting further away from Har Sinai, further away from Nevuah. I'll tell you the answer. The answer is the ribui of Torah Shebaal Peh that we have today, how accessible it is. It wasn't here. It wasn't here 100 years ago. It wasn't here 60 years ago. What do you say? 60 years ago, if you wanted to get into a sugya, open up a sugya, you didn't have the achronim that we had. Okay, you had a Pnei Yeshua, you had a Tzlach. You had to open it up yourself. Today, you have Chedusha Nochum, you have Reb Shmuel, you have the Stipler, then you have all the Maror Mekoymes for him. You can get into the geshmak, juicy lumpness of a sugya in a half hour. And then build on it. Once upon a time, that wasn't the case. It wasn't. The lumpness that we have, the chakiras and the lumpness and the geshmak, is so much more than ever existed. And there's a reason for that. Because there's no other way to be misgaber on Anisyonis except holding on to the lumdas of the sugyas, to be ligging and learning, to connect to the Kedusha, and Miyat Hashem Rabbi Yisayim. Like we said, Kolo, Mitzabal Al Yerushalayim, Zoyche V'roya, says the Michtar Al Niyos, says Odesla, Zoyche V'roya Behoyver, because of his Mitzabal, and he thinks about the where he could be. We have to have an answer to that question of Ayeka that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks, which means, Ayeka doesn't mean where are you, it means what happened to you? This is not like how I made you. What happened? This is not you. Where's the Kedusha over here? Where are you living a life of Kedusha? You're running after money though all day. That's all you're thinking about. Where's your Chashivas of Torah? We don't want that question. You want to be able to see that we have the chashivas of Torah, the chashivas of Talmidei Chachomim, and in Yetz Hashem, we should talk about Zoyche, the Roya B'Simchasa, the Mehera of Yemeinu Amen.